Hello, and welcome to Sundance's special sleepcast. I am Sundance, and this is for Cassidy. So first off today, I just want to preface this with, this is my first rant that's going to happen, and it is purely my opinion. And take that with a grain of salt, and probably just ignore this whole episode. So, with that being said, today I want to talk about walking signs and streetlights. So, the walking sign is that little electronic sign that either has the hand or the walk, or sometimes it says don't walk and walk. It's underneath the street lights. You come up to it, you push the little button, and then it lets you walk across the street. In America, I think these are ridiculously inefficient. In Australia, the walking signs are different than here. Because in America, when you push the buttons, it waits till the next set of cars is going to go in the direction that makes sense for you, and then it lets you walk. In Australia, if you push the button, it waits until the entire light cycle is finished, and then all the pedestrians get a walk at once. Now, I think this is a far more efficient system, and I'll tell you why. It has to do with green arrows. These have become a lot more common, at least where I'm living, is a green arrow. A green arrow, instead of just a green light, means you have a protected turn. So, if you have a green left arrow, it means you can turn left. You don't have to worry about watching for other cars or yielding. You get to go, and you get to turn left. Now, with a lot of that nowadays, they've coupled a green left in one direction with a green right in the other direction. Because when one set of traffic is turning left into an intersection, the people to the left of them that need to turn right, that are coming perpendicular to them, they need to turn right, and there's nobody, if the other cars are turning left, then nobody can go through them. They're blocking traffic. So they get a green right arrow because they can turn right. And the key is, they don't have to watch out for pedestrians. Because the other cars are turning left, they're blocking the pedestrian walkway. So there's no reason for them to watch out for pedestrians, so they get a green right arrow. Now, this is where the key is. When there's a green right arrow, you don't have to worry about pedestrians. When there's a green light and you're turning right, you always need to check for pedestrians. Because they typically have the right of way. No, they always have the right of way, sorry. To walk across the crosswalk there. So if you're turning right, it also means pedestrians will be walking straight with you across that intersection. So, here's where I suggest we do the change. Just like in Australia, if there's only where I live at, people walking on the street is very rare. It's far more common for cars to be going all day long and have 100 people the whole day, maybe. That would be a lot, I think, to cross that street. So why is there a crosswalk sign that's geared towards pedestrians if most of the time it's cars? If we changed it so the walk signs meant pedestrians could all walk at once and have their own entire light cycle for themselves, that would mean the cars would have all the other light cycles for themselves. So we could change all the green lights for turning right to green right arrows. And that means more efficiency. And that here is the key. When you stop and you have to start your car again from a dead stop, that is incredibly fuel inefficient. The best way to hit a light cycle, as I'm sure you know, is to slow down without hitting your brakes, without stopping at the actual line, to slow down until it turns green and then speed back up through the intersection. Of course, that doesn't happen that often, but that's part of the reason why, is because when you need to turn right, you have to come to a complete stop and then turn right, even if the other lanes of traffic are turning left on a protected arrow just because there's no green right arrow. It's a red light. So if you were to stop, if you were not to stop, if you were instead to slow down and there's a green right arrow, you could just turn the corner. You don't have to completely stop. And I think that would save a lot of fuel. And combine that with everyone across the whole United States, that's a lot of saving. And, you know, we want cars to be more fuel efficient and we want us to just use less fuel in general. That's great. So that's why I think we should change the lights. That way, because there's no pedestrians walking there. If there's no one there, there's no reason to reserve a light. That's what the buttons are for. So why not make it so if the button isn't pushed, there's a green arrow and not just a green light? I think it makes way more sense. Now, this isn't the case for everything. I recently visited downtown Portland, and Portland is known for a lot of bike traffic and a lot of foot traffic. In downtown Portland, they don't have the buttons on the streetlights. Their streetlights automatically turn to walk because so many people walk down there. It just makes sense to do that. In that case, this whole plan doesn't make sense. And that's fine. If that's what the city needs to do, especially like urban areas, then that makes sense for them. But out here in like the majority of the country where it's suburban or even more sprawled out, or even if it's, I mean, downtown in quotations, but it's a small town of, you know, only 6,000 people. Who's walking downtown? Hardly anyone. So it's okay for them to wait a full light cycle and then get their entire light cycle to walk across everything. I think that would make things far more efficient. Now, of course, I do have to say, I'm not a city planner. I'm not a civil engineer. This could all be a load of crap that has nothing substantial behind it. But that's my opinion. I think that's what we should do. So, thanks for listening. That was all I had to say today. If you want to give me feedback, I actually have an email, sundancesleepcast@gmail.com. So, thanks for listening. And Cassidy, you should be asleep by now.